it's Dr. Bernie Whittaker here again with another case of guided imagery. This time we have a 5-year-old boy who's chosen to imagine playing a game of kickball at school. I had no idea what kickball was, but as he starts to describe it, even explaining some of the rules, I pick it up and am able to guide his imagery. This case is preceded by a short relaxation exercise, which these days I've replaced with a mindful distraction technique. You can download a single page A4 of that technique on the web page. Okay, here we go.
Okay, what we're going to do is do some relaxing. That's my little remote control. See that? It's a beauty, isn't it? The way we're going to do some relaxing, okay, and do some imagery, or just dreaming in the daytime, just lean back against mum, that's the way, okay? And what we're going to do is in a minute we're going to close eyes and just imagine that we're at your school, okay, and playing, what do you call it again? Kickball, yeah. And then in a minute Sharon's going to come in and do the blood test, okay? But I'll tell you everything that's happening here, okay? You know, like we put the tourniquet on your arm, that type thing, yeah? So I'll tell you when that's happening and everything, but you tell me about what's happening at school, okay? Alright? So just close your eyes for a sec, good, and take a nice deep breath in, just like you're going to blow out candles on a cake. In and out. Good. And just another big one in. Good, and let it out. That's the way. And just, while you've got your eyes closed there, just wiggle your toes for me a little bit. That's the way. That's good. Now what we're going to do is just gradually work our way up your legs. I'm just going to touch your leg. We're going to go up here, all the way up through your knees, both knees, okay? And we're just going to let them go all relaxed and floppy, okay? And then we're going to work our way up through your legs up here, this bit, just let it all relax, okay? And then through your bottom and your back. And can you feel your back against mum? That's nice and soft, isn't it? Yeah, that feels good, okay. Now just up to your shoulders, and when you get to your shoulders, just drop your shoulders for me. That's good, okay? Now we're just going to come up through your neck and the back of your head. And can you feel your back of your head against mum? That feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, okay. And now just around to your eyes and your forehead. Just let all that relax, alright? Now we're going to come down through your neck again and through both arms. Okay, down shoulders, through elbows, through the back of your hand, just let it all relax. And right down to the tips of your fingers. Okay? Now, just tell me what it looks like in your mind at school, okay, and where you play kickball. That's outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, just imagine you're outside playing kickball, and who you're playing with again?
Lee.
And some others. There's a few of you. Good, okay. And how big's the ball?
That big.
That big, right, okay. Alright, good. Okay, now who's got the ball?
I'm just about to kick it.
You're going to kick it, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well just describe it to me as you kick it and what's happening.
Yeah.
So you've got to try and not let them hit you with the ball. Okay, and are they trying to hit you with the ball?
Yeah.
And did they get you or are you too good? You're too good, are you? Oh, right, you got away. So who's got the ball now?
Lee.
Lee's got it, okay. And is he kicking it?
No.
Yeah, throw it there.
Building.
He's building. Yeah. Oh, right, okay. All right, now what's he doing?
Now he gave it to my Miss
Mac,
teacher.
Ah, right. And is she having fun too?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And what sort of a day is it? Is it a sunny day?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nice and warm?
Not too hot.
Not too hot, just nice, is it? Good, okay. Now, who's got the ball now?
My friend William's
going to kick it. Okay, now just watch him. And tell me when he kicks it. Tell me if it's a good kick.
Yeah.
It's a good kick? To go up in the air?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, now who's got the ball?
Someone caught it. That means it's about
whispered, tell me, who's got the ball now? Just close your eyes again. What about, is that William? Who's got it? Yeah? Who's got the ball? Lee's got it, and he's good, isn't he? Okay. And is he trying to get you? Okay. And does he get you, or did you get away?
I got away.
Okay, now where are you running? One, just tell me why we do the blood test. Where are you running?
Me, Lee.
To the other side of the angle back.
Oh, you're having a big run, are you? Okay. And how far across the oval are you? Is there anybody chasing you?
Yeah.
Who's chasing you?
Jake.
Jake. And can he catch you or not?
Yeah, he caught me.
He caught you, did he? Oh, all right. So are you both running together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got me.
He got you, did he? So what happens now?
I have to go out.
Oh, right. So where are you going to go?
Sit out somewhere.
You're going to sit down? And what are you going to sit down? Just tell me what that is.
I have this little ledge that we had that we walked across to the canteen. I'm going to sit down there.
Oh, right. And what do you do when you sit down?
You just have to watch.
Okay, so you're watching. Can you tell me what you can see?
I can see my other friend about to kick the door.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel as if you were here or there?
There.
Did you? What made you feel like you were there?
It
just feel like you were there. What was the easy bit to get to see in your imagery?
I
don't
know.
What do you remember?